In less than a week, you're going to be on a new team, new fans, new city. It's going to be a whole thing. Moving probably the week after to training camp. Yeah. It's so fast. But for the fans that may not know, describe the type of player that they're going to get, the type of person that they're bringing into their organization.
I want to be that person that gives it their all every day, both ends of the floor, and then represents those fans and that city really well. I think it's important to know whatever jersey you're putting on, you're not just representing yourself, you're representing a whole group of people in a whole city. So I think someone who does that and does it well and obviously gives it their all on the floor, that's what I want to hope to bring to a city, and I hope I get the opportunity to.
Welcome back to Sometimes I Hoop. We've got a good one for you this week, headed into the WNBA draft. Quick humble brag about our guest here. 2,000-point scorer, two-time first team All-Big Ten, helped Ohio State to a regular season Big Ten title and number two seed in the tournament, none other than Ohio State superstar J.C. Sheldon. Thanks for hopping on the pod.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Presented by Wendy's. It's kind of a weird time that college ball is over, heading to the draft. Has there been a song that's been on repeat for you right now?
Oh, gosh, that's a really good question. I'm a big Pop Smoke person, which might surprise, I know, might surprise some people. But I've just had him on repeat, whether it's in the gym or honestly in my car. But that's my go-to right now.
I'm not going to lie. That's like, I don't know what I expected to hear, but I wasn't hearing I'm a Pop Smoke girl. But like, I love that for you. Aww. That's amazing. But let's talk a little bit about your senior season. You had an amazing year. You guys got upset in the second round. You know what? I feel you. Been there, done that. Not fun. But you had an incredible season. You guys were Big Ten regular season champs, taking down Iowa in overtime, having a number two seed in the tournament. Are those things that you kind of like saw happening while you guys were in summer during those fall workouts? Because sometimes, I mean, for me, I was like, I don't know how we're going to be. All these things. Mm-hmm. And some years I'm like, we're great. We're going to make it to the tournament. So what were the vibes like in the summer with the cohesion and gelling of your team?
I think the vibes were pretty good. We had some newcomers. We had some young girls as well. But I think chemistry was kind of there right away. And obviously we had our goals. But I think, you know, reality stepped in as the season went on. And when we realized we could actually accomplish those, it was pretty special. And like you said, we didn't make it as far as we wanted to in the tournament. But overall had a really, really great year during the regular season and with a really special group. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, really special group. And I mean, the Big Ten is tough. It's not a cakewalk. Mm-hmm. I think that in years past, it hasn't been the strongest conference, but like, it's been really good.
You know,
Indiana, Michigan, mm-hmm. Michigan State, even teams like Nebraska coming in hot these past few years. So talk to me about how tough it is, night in and night out, having that mindset that you can never really take a night off. The team that may be at the bottom of the league, they can come around and surprise somebody on any given night.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun, especially the amount of amazing players in this league. And like you said, you can't take a night off because you're going to get beat. So it's just fun to be a part of this league. It definitely keeps you in check. And I think it prepares you for the tournament, too. So I think our team had fun with it. And it's definitely fun playing in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like fun. I feel like, I don't know, just the competition level across the country has obviously gotten so much better just with the depth of every single conference.
Absolutely.
But looking back over your 5 years at Ohio State, I feel like you guys had this insane upward trajectory of how good you guys got. I remember playing you guys freshman year at Stanford to see where you guys are now. And a lot of that is because of you. What do you feel like you're most proud of looking back on your 5 years at Ohio State?
Yeah, I remember that game, by the way. You guys smoked us. But talking about, you mentioned it, just the growth that has happened in the culture shift since I've been here has been crazy. And it's been awesome to be a part of. We've had a lot of people I've been able to build relationships and meet, and a core group that was here since freshman year. And just being able to stay here for 5 years was awesome. And I'm excited to see what they can do in the future because they got a good group coming in, too.
Yeah, you're right. They still have a good young class kind of centered around Cody and some other players, mm-hmm. which is really exciting for upcoming years. But looking ahead, really, oh my God, like a few days. Crazy, it's coming around so quickly. I think the draft is literally mm-hmm. Monday. So you entered your name into the draft. What have these past few days kind of been like preparing for the draft, not only on the court, but like your family's got to get there. You're getting tickets, you're doing like your fans, your draft outfit, all these different things. What has it been like?
It's been hectic. It's been a lot. A little stressful, but I mean, it's awesome. And I think I'm going to be able to enjoy it here once everything's settled down. But basketball has kept me grounded. I've been able to stay in the gym these past couple of days, which has been a nice time to kind of relax and just focus on that. But it's exciting too. You know, picking out the outfit, the family's excited, and it should be a good time.
Yeah, I mean, the draft is so much fun, but you know, you could have declared last year and you're deciding to do it this year. So what kept you at Ohio State? Was it, you know, goals of another great year, all these different things? What kept you wanted to do one more?
I think a lot of things went into it, but most importantly, it was the group we had. We lost Taylor Mikesell, which was obviously a huge loss, but we had a lot of people coming back and a lot of people joining us that for that next year. So I just wanted to be a part of that, wanted to be a part of another run, have an impact one more year at Ohio State. And then I wanted to get healthy as well. The W is obviously, you know, probably the best professional league out there. So I think going into there healthy is important. But it came down to this group we had, which was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's so special. Having a group that's so tight-knit and it's so fun to play with, it makes all the difference in the world. And so, I mean, obviously you came back and you guys did amazing, winning the Big Ten and all these other things that we've talked about. But moving into the W, what do you feel like about your game is going to translate the best in that professional career?
I'm really excited because I'm coming as a rookie now. I think being able to, you know, meet these veterans and learn from these veterans is going to be really special. As far as my game, I know, you know, I got a lot of things to do to get better and work on it. I'm excited, though. I think I play a two-position game. I think I can guard and play offense. So I'm excited to just see how that translates. Obviously, it's going to be an adjustment period, I'm sure. The pace and the size in that league is unreal and the talent. But I'm really excited to get there.
I'm excited to watch you. I've always been like a fan from the side, even though we just talked about before we started. Like, this is our first time actually talking.
But
like, I feel like you're going to translate so well because, like you talked about, you're not just, I think a lot of people are just like kind of one place on the perimeter. Mm-hmm. You can play a lot of different spots. And also, your defense is insane, dude. Like, I'm not trying to be picked up by you 94 feet. Like, there's so many different aspects to your game, which I feel like will translate. And I think also, the amount that you've been able to improve, I think that a lot of people, when they get to college, they stop, like, you know, grinding. Like, you do all these things in high school, whatever. But, like, your trajectory in college, you've made a name for yourself every single year, which is, like, amazing. I feel like you don't see that all the time. But talking about being in the gym these past few days, getting ready for training camp, let me tell you, training camp is a lot.
But
it's a lot. But what do you feel like you've really been focusing on as you head into training camp? Like, those few things that you really want to show?
Yeah, I think a lot of things, obviously being a three-level scorer, just keeping that on my mind and keeping that always at 100% work ethic. But as far as I think physicality is something that is going to kind of be at the next level, definitely in training camp and just trying to kind of activate that as much as we can, just training wise, even if it's against, you know, some boys at times and our, you know, our managers are coming in playing against us, trying to simulate that. But I'm excited. I've heard it's no joke. And I know that's true. So I'm just excited to get an opportunity to play with those players.
Yeah, well, I think you're going to kill it. And it sounds like you're doing everything to get ready, which is what you need. And getting into the draft, you're going to be there in just a few days. Can we get a sneak peek into what the fit is going to be? Do we have any ideas? Are we going to get any spoilers? Maybe the color of the outfit, just something small.
I'll give you that. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I just got it yesterday, so I was super last minute. I didn't even get it with enough time to order things, but found a really cute black dress.
Ooh.
I'll leave it there, but it's awesome. I like it a lot. It's got a little slit.
Ooh.
I got some nude shoes to go with it.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm really excited. I'm kind of nervous, but I'm a little excited to see how it turns out.
No, I'm excited. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. And then do we have any, I don't know, insights as to who we think is going to have some fire fits at draft? I feel like a lot of people are going to really come out stepping this year.
I know.
And I'm excited to see.
I agree. I felt like they're definitely going to go all out for this, and I'm excited to see it, to be honest. I have my teammate Celeste is coming, and I'm already trying to like text her and be like, what are you wearing? So we're super excited.
Yeah, no, it should be great. But I mean, we just got to talk about the championship game that happened over this past weekend. The Final Four, the energy was insane. I was there on Sunday. It was packed, sellout crowd, all these different things.
Gosh.
18 however million views. Were you watching the game?
Of course. It was awesome. And it looked just as cool on TV. I'm sure you had a better perspective, but it looked insane.
Honestly, JC, you're better than me because when we lost in the Final Four, I couldn't watch. I couldn't bring myself to do it. I was so salty. I was like checking the ESPN updates, but I'm like, I'm not watching that. I just can't. Like, I felt too close to it.
Right.
But I mean, it was crazy. I mean, I was first quarter coming out hot, all these different things. Did you have a prediction going to the game? Were you picking Iowa or South Carolina?
I didn't have a prediction. I obviously play Iowa a lot during the season, so I wanted to see them. And South Carolina, obviously, is such a deep team and such a fun team to watch. So I didn't watch a ton of the first half. Second half, I had to tune in and just finish it up. But it was great game. I think the viewership was incredible, especially putting it next to the men's game. I think that's great for our game. So both those teams are doing a lot for us and in women's basketball in general. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And especially about the men's thing. Like, I watched it on Sunday, and then on Monday night, I was doing my thing around the apartment, cooking dinner, and I was like, oh, like, I should turn on the men's game right now. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I feel like everybody, just all the talk about it was just like women's tournament, all over Twitter, all over social media, whatever it was. People were like, oh, the men's tournament is on too. Oh, I need that. And like, it's such, you know, everybody should watch their men's tournament too. But for me, selfishly, I was like, I love this change of pace.
Absolutely.
This is what we want, which was amazing.
Absolutely.
But I mean, the tournament definitely fueled the madness and brought out a lot of excitement and anticipation for next season. And I've got a couple questions brought to you by our lovely sponsor, Wendy's. So, was there a team this season, or maybe just during the tournament, that made you kind of do a double take? That will be like, what you saw in the tournament is really going to fuel them into next season. They're going to have a big year.
I think NC State showed out in the tournament. They had a great year.
Yeah.
Obviously made it to the Final Four. I think they showed a lot of what they can do. And they had spurts during, you know, their regular season as well. And I think just kind of definitely proved a point in the tournament, and they were fun to watch. And I think they were unpredictable too, even moving into that Final Four. They didn't get as far as they wanted to, but I had a lot of fun watching them. And I think in the future, definitely going to be a team to look out for sure.
I completely agree. I mean, there were times I remember NC State posting something about how they dropped out of the top 25 at one point, which was crazy. And here they are on the Final Four, which I'm just like, it's so crazy how with the depth of women's basketball and just the talent level across the country, like, teams are in and out of that top 25. It really doesn't matter anymore.
It's crazy.
Like, everybody's coming in. Mm-hmm. You saw Middle Tennessee take LSU to the wire, upset Louisville. Like, all these different teams are crazy. But has there been a specific player maybe in the tournament that you're really excited to watch them next season and just their continued growth?
Yeah, that's a great player. I'm going to be a little biased, but I'm going to go with Cody.
Yeah.
She's awesome. Being able to play with her and just build a relationship with her through my time at Ohio State has been amazing. We became really close, and I've seen her game grow, and I think she's only scratching the surface of what she can do. So obviously she's a fun player to watch, but especially come tourney time, she's unpredictable, man. I think it's going to be fun, and I think people are going to be saying her name a lot more these next few years.
I agree. I mean, she's a bucket. Like, she's a dog. She's somebody that you definitely have on your team. And I think throughout different episodes, we've talked about, you know, different players in the Big Ten and all these different things. People talk about you, but they talk about Cody a lot and just how she does all these different things on the court for you guys. So I'm excited to see her kind of step into a continued bigger role throughout her next few years at Ohio State. And then talking about the Big Ten, there's so much talent that you guys have.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Was there a single player that sticks out to you that was toughest to guard?
Oh gosh, there's a lot. Obviously, Caitlin, an amazing player. Yeah. Cheyenne Sellers from Maryland played her heart out against us. I could go on and on. Jazz Shelley from Nebraska had herself an amazing year. It's just the talent in the Big Ten is unreal, and I think going against these players only makes us all better. So I think the competition's only going to grow, especially with the new teams joining the Big Ten. I can't wait for that.
I wasn't even thinking about that. You're bringing USC, UCLA. Are there any other schools?
Oh, my gosh. It might be those two, I think. There might be one more that we're missing, but definitely those two for sure.
Oh, my gosh. All the different conference realignments next year, like Stanford and Cal to the ACC.
Oh, it's going to,
whoever to the Big 12, like, how
crazy.
Okay, we've talked to different Pac-12 players about how they think they're going to do in the Big Ten. How do you think USC and UCLA teams are going to translate to the Big Ten?
Yeah, I think it's going to be good for the Big Ten. Obviously, it's two outstanding programs. We were fortunate enough to play them both this year, they have amazing players, amazing coaches. So I do think style plays a little different, but I think it's gonna be a good thing for the Big Ten, to be honest. And it's just going to bring in more talent and more attention, which will be huge.
Yeah, no, seriously. There's going to be a lot of star power in the Big Ten next year.
It's going to be crazy.
For sure. And I feel like, honestly, the height of the Big Ten, like, I feel like in the pack, we already look at y'all and be like, why are there so many tall girls in the Big Ten? Like, you got Kenzie Holmes and you got all these different people everywhere. And now you're bringing in, like, Lauren Betts and then Ray Marshall. Like, there's some tall people about to be in that Big Ten. I'm
absolutely
excited to watch. But before we get into more of your college career, we're going to ask you my question of the day, which is probably my favorite part of every episode. So it's a little out of left field, but it's what's the largest animal you feel like you could beat in a fist fight with no weapons?
I was just asked this the other day, actually.
Shut up. Oh, my gosh.
So hear me out. And I got ripped for my answer. But I honestly think I could take a cow. I don't think a cow can beat me, if that makes sense.
Okay. I feel like that's a large animal, but it's not very fast. Like, people already go cow tipping. You could definitely take a cow.
And I think I'm quicker. Like, I think I could find a way. I don't know. That might be a bad answer, but that's what I went with the other day. I'm sticking with it.
I like that answer. Honestly, that's a first. You've been coming out of left field for your answers. Pop Smoke, a cow. I like it. But mine is a giraffe.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's reasonable for sure.
Thank you. I feel like you could go for the knees, like wrap some, like, yeah, I don't know. I could figure it out.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
I like cow, though. That's a new one. That's never crossed my mind. So I like that a lot. But before we get into your career and your journey, I want to talk a little bit about the transfer portal, which I thought was insane last year. And I feel like this year, all the big names are just crazy. So I'm going to play a little game here and think about, you know, if we were these people, where do you feel like is the best fit for somebody like Haley Van Lith? You know, Louisville, LSU, she's going in. Where do you feel like is a good fit for Haley?
That's a great question. To be honest with you, I've seen a couple like predictions. I saw South Carolina is one. Uh-huh. I saw Iowa. Iowa is one. I think a school where, you know, Haley's obviously an amazing player, amazing scorer. I don't know what her preference is on the one or two, but I think any school who's looking for a guard who can come in and make an impact offensively, that's where she's going to fit. And I'm excited for her. I think she's still got a lot more, you know, she's an amazing player and I think she's going to grow even more this year. Yeah. And I think, you know, whatever school she does go to, I'm extremely, extremely excited to watch her because I love watching her offensive games and just the way she finds the score, I think it's great to see.
No, you're completely right. I think she's a bucket. And the way that she does it, like, she's such a hard worker. I remember being in high school and watching her. And, like, in AAU, like, nobody wanted to be guarded by her. Like, she's a dog. And just, like, her getting tough buckets and you watch her three-on-three game and how it translates to, like, the college game. It's really cool to see. So I think I agree. Just, like, any program that really needs a guard who's going to come and get them some buckets is going to be her. She's a spark. And then the other player I want to talk about is Deja Kelly. 4 years at North Carolina. I did not see that one coming.
When
that
I didn't either.
I was like,
I didn't either.
So I'm interested to see where she wants to go. Because I don't know. I feel like when I thought, like, I just thought North Carolina was such a good fit. So I'm really intrigued. I'm trying to think. If I were her, where would I want to go?
Specific school-wise, off the top of my head, I don't know. Obviously, a team who needs a point guard who's a dog, because she can play. We got to play against her in March last year, and she can hoop. She seems like a great teammate, too, and she just has a will to win and, I think, to compete. So whoever gets her is going to be extremely lucky. Yeah. I don't know where she'll go, though. I really don't. That's exciting.
Yeah, that one was really out of left field for me. And then the other one who we just had on the podcast was Talia Vonnehoffen. And some of the other Oregon State players have gone to the portal.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are we doing?
I don't know what happened there.
We just made an Elite Eight run. Where are we going?
Exactly. I was shocked about that. A couple of Oregon State girls, they obviously had an amazing march.
Yeah.
Heck of a team, and I had fun watching them. So I'm excited to see where all those girls go. I think that's going to be crazy.
I feel like every day I see a new name in the transfer portal, and I'm completely shocked by it. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like some of the players are players that already have like the keys to the kingdom. So I'm like,
I agree. Yeah.
What else are we doing? Where else are we going?
But
I'm excited to see things shake up even more this year, especially with like the conference realignments. Because if some of these players want to go to the Pac, you're still going to be in your same conference, most likely.
Absolutely.
Like, you're not really going to be leaving. Yeah. So I think it'll be really interesting to see how it all goes.
I agree.
But let's take it a little bit back to your early roots of basketball from Dublin, Ohio. How did the ball first get put into your hands?
Yeah, so I grew up in Cleveland, actually. I moved to Dublin. I know.
Cleveland.
I moved to Dublin when I was a little bit older into high school. But
okay.
Grew up in Cleveland. My dad was a coach. My mom was a volleyball coach too, so I kind of grew up in the gym. Me and my brother used to mess around in there all the time. And then around eighth grade, it's when I started to realize this is what I want to do. I want to take it a little more serious and get better. So just kind of grew up in the gym and fell in love with it at a young age. And then the rest is history, I guess. Just worked at it till then and was able to come to Ohio State, which was close to home, which was special for me and pretty important.
Was your dad your coach growing up?
He was for a little bit through like AAU. Before high school, he was, and he taught me so much and guided me through that, obviously. But we got to a point where I started getting an attitude and we started butting heads, and that's when I started working with my trainer. So it worked out perfectly.
No, I completely My mom was my coach growing up. And for me, it was always the problem of like, whenever we left the gym, she would be able to like leave it and like mm-hmm. just compartmentalize. And then I'm in the car and she's like, oh, let's go get a Slurpee. Let's hang out. And I'm like, what?
You can't let it go.
Yeah. I'm like, I need a break. Like, it's that parent relationship where they're also your coach is such, I don't know, such an intricate thing to navigate. So
it is. I'm thankful for it, though. It definitely got me to where I'm at.
Oh, for sure. They could push you like no other. It's
absolutely.
It's great. But so growing up, you know, being coached by your dad, having all these different trainers, who did you find yourself modeling your game after a specific player?
That's a good question. I watch a lot of NBA and WNBA. Honestly, the player I watch the most is Devin Booker. Mm-hmm. And he's insane and he's an amazing player. But I just like watching the ways he finds to score. He scores in so many different ways. And I think like I'll be watching him and I'll rewind and I'll rewatch because it just fascinates me some of the things he does. And I don't know if I'd say model my game, but I definitely try to copy what he does. And I love watching him play.
Yeah, no, I feel like for me, I really most recently started watching him in the NBA. Mm-hmm. I feel like I wish I watched my Kentucky more, but his body control, just able to maneuver and do all these different things. That's a good pick. That's a first on the pod. I like that pick. Talking a little bit about your recruiting process, when did you get your first letter? The process is different for everybody. So what ended up leading you to choosing Ohio State?
Take me back a long time ago, but it was exciting. I think the first time someone reached out beginning of high school and it was definitely new to me, but it was exciting. And a lot of within the Big Ten, a lot of schools outside of it too, obviously. But Ohio State was always the dream. I think once I visited here and met McGuff and obviously met the girls, it kind of solidified the decision. And I knew I wanted to stay close to home, wanted to stay close to my sister. So the atmosphere here is amazing. The culture was awesome. And just being a part of this university was something I wanted to do. And I'm glad I made that decision.
Yeah, I mean, it worked out great. And I went to school an hour away from home as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's such a special thing to be able to play in front of your family, do all these different things. So, I mean, it seemed like Ohio State was the right place to be. You did so much there, now heading to the draft. So love that. But taking it all the way back to summer 2019, freshman JC, what were your first preseason practices like? Well, how were you feeling? I know I was a nervous wreck. So what was that like for you? Hopefully it wasn't just me.
Yeah, no, I was absolutely nervous. I came in with, I want to say, 5 or 6 other freshmen. So we definitely had, each other, and the upperclassmen at the time were awesome. And summer workouts were brutal. We went at it and we played a lot. And that's something I didn't expect. And I love to compete, though. I love to kind of get a feel for the game in that way. So it was awesome. And to do it with, you know, a lot of incoming freshmen, too, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And obviously you have the nerves and you have the jitters. And I think once you start playing and scrimmaging, those go away a little bit. But definitely was nervous. I'm excited, though, but because I'm about to have that same, you know, kind of freshman feeling. Yeah. But it was fun.
Yeah, no, I think freshman year is such a fun time. And coming in with a class like that, 5, 6 of you, I'm sure that was very helpful. The same way. My freshman class, inseparable. Like, if you have those, like, that group, you're able to really get through anything. You talk about whatever you talk about, debrief, you're all having the same struggles. And I know for us, we really bonded because Tara would get after us in film. Yep. Like, it did not matter. Many horror stories from my time, my freshman year. But looking back, do you feel like there were any film horror stories for young JC? Just getting a rip. I know for me, it was always turnovers because I was like trying to make these cool plays, all these cool things. What was it for you?
I would get so nervous when we watched film this freshman because I you know, you don't want to be the freshman that's called out. I just remember sitting there watching film and being so nervous. For me, it was, it was on the defensive end. We were on that press, and I think that part I got nervous about. I was in that press a lot freshman year, and I think I always got nervous when, same thing, turnovers too. But it's funny to think about that because senior year, like, we're sitting down for film and I know what's coming. But freshman year, I was so nervous.
Yeah, senior year, I'm like, whatever. Like, let me take it. Like, you see that, like, when I was a freshman and you have those upperclassmen, like, trying to take it for you and whatever. It's so weird being on the other side of things. But
absolutely.
COVID impacted both of us very heavily in terms of our freshman and sophomore year. So what was it like for you finding a rhythm in your sophomore year with games just getting canceled left and right? Freshman year, you averaged 9 a game. Sophomore year, you jumped up to 17. So what was that like, kind of that process of finding your rhythm, becoming one of the main scorers on the team?
Yeah, COVID, obviously, that was a crazy time. I was fortunate enough to have a gym during that time. So I loved COVID in a weird way. Just the time I was able to spend in the gym during that time. But that definitely gave me confidence going into that sophomore year. Obviously, it was still hectic with games getting canceled and testing every day. But I think just kind of adapting to our new group we had that sophomore year, too, was important. And it was fun. I think looking back, obviously not knowing if your game is going to get canceled or not definitely takes a toll on you and kind of changes the mindset. But it's a learning experience. I think we learned a lot from it. We obviously became so much more fortunate for the things we get now. So I think it was obviously hard to experience, but taught us a lot.
Yeah, no, COVID year was so much going on. Oh, my God. Like, it was just so much. And like, I don't know, you didn't know if teams were dropping out, all these different things going on. And it was a lot happening. But, you know, you had this amazing jump in just your career and the role that you took on Ohio State and kind of was really a foundation player for what it has become now. Was there a specific game that you feel like was kind of a breakout game for you? Like, okay, I belong here. This is who I'm going to be for the rest of my time here.
Yeah.
Was there a specific memory that you remember?
To be honest, there's not. I think sophomore year in general, I think I came in with some more confidence and, and a different level of confidence, and which I think we needed at the time. I wish, if I thought about it, I bet I would be able to name a specific game, but I don't think so. When it comes to that, I think just the amount of work that I put in over COVID, and I think honestly our whole group at that time put in a ton of work in the off season, and when we kind of were able to put it together sophomore year, it was exciting to see.
Yes, just overall vibe. You came in, you're like, so I'm a bucket. This I got it.
Not
I
to love that extent.
No. I like it. That's what I was looking for. Yes. So I mean, sophomore year, you came out breakout season. Junior year, things really start to look good for you guys. Things were clicking, things were going on. You guys make the Sweet 16. And then senior year, you were injured a little bit, played just 13 games, but you got to come back to the NCAA tournament. And y'all made a run with you, come back, making the game winner, all these different things, scored 15 points in all your games. So what was it like having that mindset of like being able to work back into it, come in at the right time, at the climax of every collegiate season? Were you ready for that tournament run? Did you know you were going to come out like that as you knew sophomore year? Or was it just kind of like, I'm trying to get back into things?
Yeah, I think that was a hard thing for me to go through. I hadn't been injured like that before. So learned a ton from that and was able to kind of concentrate on, you know, obviously, like you said, the timing of coming back and just trying to get back for that run in March. And our training staff here, they did an excellent job. They guided me through that and kind of gave me the game plan and was able to come back in March. And it was exciting. I obviously want to make an impact. I love this team so much. And I know the group was so special and wanted to be a part of it and just be able to help them in any way I could, even if it was just, you know, a little impact out there to make a run. And super proud of what we were able to do that year. Obviously didn't get as far as we wanted, but I think we made a lot of heads turn that year and made a statement in different ways. So it was fun to be a part of.
Oh, for sure. Heads were turned. And I mean, the game winner was wild. What? After watching it, we were all like, oh my God. And at the time, Jordan Hamilton that we had, she came from Northwestern. So she was like, oh, I already knew. Jace is a bucket. No. We were like, okay, we get it, Big Ten, whatever. Then you came back healthy again. Do you feel like sitting on the bench, you're able to kind of gain a different perspective of the game? Mm-hmm. I know for me, when I was injured, you kind of get this different level of IQ. You see it from a coach's perspective. You're doing all these things. I know for me, like sitting on the sideline and I sat next to the coaches, I'm like, oh, this is what they're saying. Okay.
Yep.
This is how you stay in the game. This is what they're saying about my teammate, like how I can help them. So do you feel like when you came back, you had kind of just another level of IQ to your game?
Absolutely. And you explained it perfectly. You see things on the bench that you don't see when you're out there. And I think the coach has helped me with that, too. And just being able to listen to their conversations and what's being said and what's being seen out there. It was a chance for me to kind of affect the game in a different way where I could, you know, tell my teammates what I was seeing. And it was cool. I learned a lot. And then, like you said, going back and playing with that experience, I think definitely had an effect. And obviously you hate being injured, but it definitely teaches you some things and kind of helps your game in different ways. And it's cool to see you have the same experience because it's definitely something I noticed.
Yeah, no, for sure. I remember sitting on the bench and being like, okay, you know, you can sit there and just be in this hole of pity and all these different things, or you can really look at it and understand, like, I know for me, a lot of it was watching people like Lexi Hull, Cam Brink, and like understanding where they like to play on the floor so that for you getting back out there as a point guard, you're able to help them find those reads, put them in those spots, which not only helps them, but now like you get them a shot.
Absolutely.
Now you go get yourself a bucket. It just opens up the floor so much. But after that great run, you decide to come back for a fifth year. What do you feel like has been the difference maker for you guys as a program this season to take home a Big Ten title, to have another number two seed in the tournament?
Yeah. That was exciting for us. I think our main focus the whole year was taking it game by game, especially in the Big Ten. We mentioned how great this conference is. And Looking ahead is going to get you beat. So we were able to kind of narrow our focus to the next game of head, you know, whether that's Iowa, whether it's Wisconsin, whether it's Nebraska, just focusing on that game, I think gave us a lot of success. Obviously, in the regular season, we did really well in a conference that is really tough. Mm-hmm. So looking back at it, I'd say that's probably the most important thing that we keyed in on, and that Coach Carla and Coach McGuff, you know, wouldn't let us look past the next game. So it was definitely helpful.
Yeah, for sure. It's so hard not to like look beyond and do all these different things. Mm-hmm. And like even a team at the bottom of the conference, you look at it and you're like, oh, you know, we finna win. All of a sudden, the person at the bottom of the scout is coming out and like hitting a whole bunch of threes.
Exactly.
I'm like, this isn't what you do. Why mm-hmm. do you want to do this tonight? It's definitely a thing. But, you know, moving from last year to this season, you guys lose Taylor Meixel, who's a big part of the team. Mm-hmm. And so how were you guys able to fill in that gap and kind of make it look seamless, even though she was able to do so much for you guys last year?
Big shoes to fill, man. She's obviously one of the best shooters there is, really. Yeah. And she did a lot for us. And I think moving forward into that next season, we got a lot of pieces that we needed. Celeste was able to come and help us right away, which mm-hmm. was huge. And we knew shooting was going to be the thing that we had to make up for. And Celeste helped with that. TT helped with that. Honestly, every single one of our girls got in the gym and was working on their shot. And it was huge. It was awesome to see Rebecca. She could shoot the three like no one else, too. So it was cool to see. And that was definitely the area in which we knew we were going to have to build. And having people coming in and having people that we had just working on their game, it's pretty cool when you have people like that on one team. And it was fun to kind of all put together once, you know, the season started.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, talking about all the other players' different growth, what do you feel like for you was your main area of growth that you worked on in the offseason that translated into your senior year at Ohio State?
I worked on a lot of things. I think I wanted to focus on my mid-range game and my 3 points, you know, everything in general. But finishing around the rim was also something I really focused on in that offseason. Mm-hmm. Like you said, we're playing against some big girls. And I think finding the different ways to finish and just being creative with it helps you out a ton. And then defensively, I always try to stay in condition just with the press we run. I think that's always a focus of everyone on our team. Yeah. But those were the main focuses going into that last year.
Well, yeah, I think that you can really see, like, just from an outside person watching, like, seeing your progression and watching be a three-level scorer this year was amazing because it makes it so much harder to guard you. And then having all the attention on you, it opens up things for your team, which I think made a big difference.
Absolutely.
And I mean, girl, you don't get tired. What? Like, I would hate having to not only guard you, but then go up against you and just like, you're still going. Goodness, that's amazing. And then being one of the older players on the team this past year, it was clear that you were kind of that leader for you guys. When did you step into that role and how do you think you were able, because it's kind of hard, like becoming,
because
I know for me, like as a senior, I still felt so young. I'm like, I'm still figuring things out. But here I am, you know, being this mother figure, taking care of people, whatever. So what was that transition like for you becoming a leader on the team, not only this past year, but kind of even as a young player, because you guys had a lot of different turnover your younger years?
Yeah, it was a fun experience. I learned a ton from it. And like you said, being able to do that kind of earlier in my career was special. I was able to build relationships with players pretty early. And I think when you can do that and build relationships and kind of gain people's trust and gain people's respect, you're able to push them a little harder. And Cody is a great example of that for me. I love Cody and I've built an awesome relationship with her and I love it because I can get on her and you can kind of keep people in check and hold them accountable. So being able to do that early was huge. And then building relationships with the newcomers that came into and kind of being able to lead with them was special. And especially with this past group, a great group of girls and a great group of girls to just be around in general and learn from. So I think it's been fun. And the I've been here for a while, but the 5 years have definitely been worth it.
Flown by. It was nothing. But talking a little bit about your style of play, we mentioned you do a little bit of everything. Sharpshooter, making steals, defensively, three-level score like we've talked about. What do you feel like for you is your favorite thing about your game? How would you describe your style of play? I know for me, I like playing in transition. That's my favorite place to be. What's your favorite place that you're just like, ugh, this is the best. Like, this is why I love playing basketball. Yeah. What's that for you?
I would say transition is definitely one for me too. I like going fast. And I think what time to go fast better than transition, but coming off ball screens, I love too. I love being able to, you know, set people up and get people shots and also being able to get to the rim. I'd say transition and coming off ball screens are the two parts of the game that are most fun to me.
Those are good picks. I like those too. So talking a little bit about your relationship with Coach McGuff, all those different things, talk to me about him and his coaching style, because he's done great things at Ohio State over the years and really like whipped teams into shape, done all these different things. So He got Big Ten Coach of the Year this year. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about his coaching style and what do you think allows him to have every team that comes through there be so great?
Yeah, he's one of the best coaches I've been able to play for, and learning from him and his basketball IQ was unreal. His coaching style is unique. I think he's someone who's going to get the best out of you every day. I think he gets 100% out of us every day, and I think that's rare in a coach. And our ability to trust him and be able to build that relationship with him too is pretty cool. Just being able to get to know him over the years. Obviously, I've been here a while, but even the younger girls coming in, we're able to kind of build a relationship with him quick. And I think once you have that trust, you know, after that, you can go as far as you want. So he gets on us for sure. He tells us to run about, 100 times a day. But when you look back at it, it's definitely worth it. He got the best out of us and had so much fun playing for him.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. I think having a coach where kind of that foundation is rooted in trust, you can do anything with that. Because even when they're on you, they're annoying you, they're making you run, you do all these different things, you trust the vision that they have for you and the team,
absolutely,
which is so special. But I want to, you know, kind of dive more into different players on your team. Somebody like Cody, what are you really excited to watch in her growth moving into next season?
Oh, so many things. And I'm so hard on her, so I'm going to continue to be. But she's so fun to watch, even more fun to play with. And I think her game, she can go as far as she wants it to. I think her defense is amazing, not only in the press, but in the half court, too. She can really guard. And I think as she gets better, she's going to start to see that. And I think her defense is only going to grow. And then obviously on the offensive end, around the hoop, she's unstoppable. So I'm excited to see her mid-range game. And even that three-point line, I think she can up her percentage. And I think if she does those two things, she's going to be unstoppable. Because she, obviously, like I said, around the rim, she's amazing. And her footwork is amazing. And playing with her is so fun. Passing is a part of her game, too, this year that she elevated in. And it was awesome to see.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that her ceiling is just
absolutely
out of this world. I think that she can be amazing. And I mean, to see that she already is so good and just like
scary.
Like what we're talking about, like there's already all these different things she can add to her bag. Mm-hmm. Like it is scary. So I'm really excited to see her continued growth. And then we talked a little bit about Celeste and what she brought to the team this year. How big of a piece was Celeste for your run that you guys were able to have this year?
Huge, huge. And I respect her so much because coming into a program like ours where we play fast on defense, we play fast on offense, that's really hard to adapt to. And she made it look so easy on the offensive end and on the defensive end. Obviously, we know what she does on defense and she did it for us and some. She's amazing. And being able to adapt to our style of offense too was impressive to me. I think she affected the game in so many ways, not only defensively, but offensively. So I'm so glad she came here. I remember her visiting and I was like, you need to come here. So I think just being able to play with her for 1 year was awesome. And I'm so excited to see what she does at the next level.
Celeste has always been a menace defensively since literally forever. Anytime I ever played her, I'm like, girl, you don't need this. But she's also so talented offensively. And so I'm really excited to see her in the draft and what she does in the league and just her professional career is going to be great. And then the last person I want to touch on is Rebecca. Mm-hmm. She is like, just she does like all the little things. I remember when we played you guys, we were on the scouting report and we're like, okay, so it's this big girl, she can shoot, but then she's going to do this and she can do that. Mm-hmm. So like, what is it like having such a versatile big to play with? Because she really does it all.
Yeah. Yeah, she is awesome. Her personality, I got close with her this past year and she is just an awesome human. And then watching her on the court and watching her joy that she was playing with this year was awesome. She plays obviously she can shoot the crap out of the ball. Her footwork is amazing. And she's just fun to play with. Her passing this year was really good, too. And she grew so much on the defensive end, too, and rebounding. So I think her career is just getting started, too. And I'm just happy to see the growth in her game from when she first got here. And it's awesome. It's been awesome to play with her throughout that time.
She's one of those players where it's just she can get hot and just shoot the lights out, which is such a great thing to have. And so bringing it back, talking about how, you know, staying home was really important for you, choosing Ohio State, how big that was for your career, but also your family and your sister, Emmy. Talk to me about Emmy, because I've heard like from Taylor, she's amazing. Everybody loves her. Like getting to witness like snippets of her personality and what she is to the team and just everybody. Talk to me about, you know, did you expect your teammates and coaches to embrace her like they did? How amazing was just seeing your relationship with Emmy, but also the relationship that she created with the program. And it seemed like everybody who came through was only like, oh, Emmy, Emmy over JC, like the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. She's the superstar for sure. And I think just being able to see what the impact she's had here, I never could have seen that coming. Obviously, I see it every day, but having an impact on these girls on this team and them treating her as part of the family was amazing. And I couldn't even ask for that. And even the coaches treating her like family and making sure she's here every game. It got to a point where when she's not there, it's chaos. Everyone freaks out. And it was awesome. And I think, you know, she enjoys it. And I think she's starting to realize how rare that is and how awesome that was for her. And I'm just happy she's had this experience because she loves the game and she's such a happy person and such a person you want around. And for her to have an impact on not only me and my family, but, you know, this university and even our fans, it's been, I can't even explain how awesome it's been.
It's really amazing to see. And like you said, just like, that's not always the case. And so to be able to see, like, it says so much to the character of the people that you have at Ohio State and just like how amazing she is. And like witnessing just from the outside, like she just seems so happy and just like such a joy to be around. I think it's amazing. And I mean, we've seen time and time again, teammates of yours have talked about how Emmy is their why when they play. And so what sort of perspective and energy does that bring to the team when you guys are playing and all these things? And when she's not there, I'm sure I would be like, JC, well, I don't care. It's a road trip. Where is she? Like, I need it. So what energy did she bring to the team?
Yeah, it was special. I think Ricky was one of the first people to call her the why. And that's something me and my brother have said for years. So hearing it from someone on my team, and it was awesome. It was kind of a game changer in the way that they looked at her that same way. But I think when it comes down to the experiences we get and the opportunities we get, and especially here at Ohio State, you know, she's not going to have those same opportunities and maybe not even the same experiences that we do. So I think just not taking anything for granted and looking at life the way she does, you know, if you have a bad day, and you think about her and everything she's been through, and she had heart surgery at a young age, and she doesn't have a bad day. You know, you don't find her on a day where she's not smiling, and it puts things into perspective when, you know, you're down and when you're having a bad day and maybe you had a bad shooting game. It just tells you to keep going and that you can get through it. And when you have someone like her around you and in my life and in their life, I think it's hard to go about life in a negative way. And I think them being able to realize that too is pretty special. And she'll never know the impact she has on these girls.
I love that so much. And then my last piece about Emmy is, how excited is she for the draft? Like, does, like, ask you about your outfit, does she have her outfit ready? Is she ready to step?
Okay. She has her shoes, and her shoes are little sparkly sneakers. Yes. They're amazing. I don't know if she's found her dress yet, and she is super excited. Everyone she's been in contact with the past few days, she's like, hey, we're going to New York. Like, I don't even think she knows what she's stepping into, but she's excited. She's pumped, and I think she'll definitely have a wake-up call when she gets there, and she'll love the spotlight. She does well in the spotlight, so I'm not worried
about
her.
Honestly, that's the fit I'm most looking forward to, is I need to see it. I need to see it everywhere, and I'm really excited.
Aww.
So I'm excited for Emmy's fit. She better come dripped out, and I know it's going to be amazing. But talking a little bit more about the draft, we talk about the nerves and all these different things. Just kind of like, we both stayed home for college, and I know for me, that was a big thing, is I was nervous to where I was going to get drafted and end up being across the country, which is fine, but like, you know, it's different. And so how do you feel about moving away, starting this next chapter of your life, being a pro, being out of school? What's your mindset kind of heading into this next chapter?
Yeah, as I get closer to it, I think I get more excited. Obviously, like you said, going away from home, it's going to be different, especially for us, our first time.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. I think obviously I'll still stay in touch with them. Emmy will probably call me every day. But it'll be something that I'm looking forward to at this point. I think at first I was a little nervous, and obviously the nerves are still going to be there, but it's exciting to take that next step and kind of go into the unknown. So it'll be cool.
Yeah, no, it'll be great, and you'll do great. But in less than a week, you're going to be on a new team, new fans, new city. It's going to be a whole thing. Moving probably the week after to training camp.
Yeah.
It's so fast. But for the fans that may not know, describe the type of player that they're going to get, the type of person that they're bringing into their organization.
I want to be that person that gives it their all every day, both ends of the floor, and then represents, you know, those fans and that city really well. I think it's important to know whatever jersey you're putting on, you're not just representing yourself, you're representing a whole group of people in a whole city. So I think someone who does that and does it well and obviously gives it their all on the floor, that's what I want to hope to bring to a city, and I hope I get the opportunity to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, before we get into our last section, which is the vibe check, and it's going to be amazing, rapid fire, I just want to give you your flowers so quickly, because I feel like you're so amazing in everything that you do. And it's not just the type of player that you are, the type of person that you are, the energy that you bring. I'm so excited to, I've always loved watching you play and watching the impact that you have everywhere you go. But I think you're going to do amazing at the draft. You're going to kill the carpet. You're going to kill it wherever you go. And yeah, just a big fan. So just quick fangirl moment.
Thank you. I'm a fan of yours too. I can't believe this is our first time talking because it's crazy.
I know. Literally talking to Taylor, she's like, you and Jason would get along so well. You know, here we are. It's happening. Here we are. Yes. But so here we are, our vibe check. It is rapid fire answers. You're going to do great. Here we are. Who are you most excited to play against in the W?
Oh, Kelsey Plum.
Ooh, good one. Okay. Game-winning shot or game-winning steal?
Oh, man. Steal.
Ooh, I think you're the first person to say steal. I'm not going to lie.
I think steal.
Yes. And one or three-pointer?
And one.
Okay. Group TikTok, solo TikTok?
Group.
Okay. Who's the biggest trash talker? It could be somebody on Ohio State or anybody that you played.
I'm going to go with Heaven Bristow. She's not Ohio State anymore, but definitely the biggest trash talker.
Really? Okay. Good one. Who's the biggest flopper?
That's a tough one. I'm going to go with Ricky because she guards me at practice and it frustrates me.
Okay. She'll be flopping. There's always that one teammate who just like wants to get under your skin.
She's good at it though. She's very good at it.
I mean, if you can sell it, you can sell it. I mean, it is what it is.
Absolutely.
Okay. What's your biggest basketball ick?
When the shorts, I roll my shorts, so it's okay to roll your shorts, but when they're rolled too high, that, I don't know, that annoys me.
yeah, because we should not be looking like soccer or track shorts right now.
Yeah, exactly,
It's still a basketball short. I agree. Okay. If you had to pick someone to be your two-on-two teammate, but none of your current Ohio State teammates, and it could be anybody, who would you pick?
You.
Oh my God, stop
Absolutely.
It. Shut up.
Yeah, no, not to be biased, but for real, I think we'd make a good team.
I think we would too. I think we'd be really good. I love great answer, JC. Favorite podcast guest so far. My last question for you is, give me your best impression of Coach McGuff.
Oh my gosh. Faster, sprint, faster. He says it 10 times, like every day, all day. I'm fast. And whenever he says it, I'm like, am I really running that fast? Yeah. I'm like second guessing myself.
Yeah, you're like,
but
I swear I'm trying my best.
It's definitely one of those two. He says it about 100 times a day.
I love that. I love that so much. And JC, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. This has been such a pleasure.
Absolutely.
And I'm so excited to watch.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad I finally got to meet you.
Yes, of course. And thank you everybody for listening. Make sure you download and subscribe wherever you get your podcast to keep up with the latest on Sometimes I Hoop.
PlayersTribune.com